Hi, everyone. My name is Liam, and I'm currently a journalism undergraduate. I'm here today to talk about the Foundation Certificate I've just completed, which is a mandatory part of our course, focusing on news reporting and interviewing techniques.
When I first enrolled on the certificate program, I imagined our initial assignments would be quite light, perhaps reviewing a film or maybe covering a weekend sports match. However, the instructors threw us right in at the deep end, and we were immediately sent out to report on local politics. It was a steep learning curve, but an incredibly valuable one.
Our first major task was finding a genuine news story. Initially, I assumed that scrolling through social media would be the most efficient way to find breaking news, but our tutor quickly corrected that misconception. She insisted that we go out and check the community notice board in the town center instead. It sounds old-fashioned, but it led me to a fantastic story about a proposed housing development.
Once you have a story, you need to interview people. During the interviewing techniques module, we learned how to prepare. You might think that writing down a long list of questions is the immediate priority. Actually, doing thorough background research is the very first step you must take before you even think about approaching a subject.
I remember being terribly nervous before my first face-to-face interview with a local counselor. I tried taking a walk and doing deep breathing exercises beforehand, but what really calmed my nerves during the conversation was maintaining strong eye contact with him. It made the exchange feel like a natural conversation rather than an interrogation.
Regarding the technical side of things, I had initially planned to simply use my smartphone to capture the audio during my interviews. However, the university provided each of us with a digital voice recorder. I was amazed at the difference it made. It produced much clearer audio, especially in noisy outdoor environments. After gathering all the quotes, it was time to write the actual news report. I've always enjoyed creative writing, so I was quite proud of my descriptive vocabulary. But my tutor crossed most of it out. She told me to focus my efforts entirely on the opening paragraph, as that is what truly grabs the reader's attention and delivers the core facts. Of course, journalism isn't just about writing. It's about rules and ethics. A significant portion of the certificate involves understanding media law. We spent a whole week looking at copyright issues, which was interesting, though the most complex lecture, and the one I had to study hardest for, was definitely the one on privacy laws. Another practical skill we had to tackle was shorthand. Many people think it's a dying art in the digital age, but it's essential for court reporting. I thought it would take months just to master the special alphabet, but achieving the required writing speed was actually the real hurdle for me. It takes daily practice. Throughout the course, getting constructive feedback was crucial. When I handed in my first major assignment, I fully expected my tutor to criticize my grammar or sentence structure. Surprisingly, it was the factual accuracy of my piece that received the most rigorous checking. You simply cannot afford to get names or dates wrong in this profession. Finally, to pass the Foundation Certificate, we had to submit a comprehensive portfolio of our work. It couldn't just be a random collection of short news briefs. It specifically had to include a feature article to demonstrate our versatility and depth as writers. I'm thrilled to say I passed, and I feel much more prepared for a career in journalism now.